Welcome to the Vinyasa Chick podcast, just for today, where we talk about something for just today. My name is Haley Duggan, aka Vinyasa Chick, and I'm so grateful that you are listening today. We're going to start this podcast with a moment to reflect on something that you're grateful for right here, exactly where you are. We have so much to be grateful for, and usually we take this life for granted. And when we start to pay attention, we begin to realize how abundant our lives truly are, and our view, our vibe, and how we interact with the world around us starts to shift. So make shift happen. Pause the podcast and think about what you're grateful for right here and right now. And today I'm grateful for my students. This morning I had a small but very mighty group of yogis at 6:30 in the morning. And it's really hard to wake up that early, especially in the summer. And we're getting into the last couple of days of summer, so I think people are kind of soaking up those opportunities to sleep in. And so this really kind of small group, and we were all spread out, and the morning usually starts pretty disjointed. Everyone comes in and is half asleep, kind of zombie-like. And it was just really amazing to see the progression towards the end. We were all moving and breathing together, which is, if you're a teacher of any type of movement, it's just beautiful to see people's movements come together as a group. So I'm grateful for that opportunity to witness that this morning. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about how to stay consistent, specifically with the ebb and flow of the yoga practice. And I'm going to do my best to also relate this to not just a yoga practice, but maybe any type of habit that you're trying to maintain, because not everyone who listens does yoga, which I love. We have a diverse group of listeners. So it's normal to fall in and out of stuff, right? That just kind of happens. Life sort of has a way of getting in the way at times. And how we can change is how we get back into it. And I talk about this a lot with my clients, is every move towards your goal each day is considered a win. Changing shit is really hard. Starting something new, maintaining something new, all of that, it's really challenging. And we just try to do it one step at a time. And so how do you deal with the ebb and the flow of the practice? One of the things that I look for is, why am I coming to the practice in the first place on a day-to-day basis? Not just an overall goal, but okay, am I here today to find stillness? Am I here today just to move shit around? Am I here to refuel? Am I here to just breathe? And depending on where that questioning leads is going to depend on what my intention is and what I'm going to do with the practice for the day. Some days there's just sitting tall and breathing on my couch with an upright spine, and that's what I consider my yoga for the day. And then there are days when I do like the entire primary series of the Ashtanga style, which is pretty intense and takes like 2 hours from start to end. And then I do a bunch of the intermediate shit sprinkled in there too, so it takes even longer. And it all just depends on your intention and kind of what you're trying to get after that day. And if you're trying to be physical every day with the practice, my rule of thumb is to always warm up your wrists and to be gentle with your spine. And if you're feeling feisty, is to next do your sun salutations with or without the push-up. So those of my non-yogis, a standard yoga mat is the length of, I think it's like 72 inches, which is just a little bit over 6 feet. And what you're doing in a sun salutation is essentially moving from a downward facing dog. So you're making that kind of triangle shape with the feet on the floor, tush in the air and feet down. And you're coming to the front of the mat and then coming back to that shape. And it's kind of the beginning and bread and butter of moving through the lines of body. And if you're trying to just be physical, then that's enough. Just doing your sun salutations, if that's the only yoga that you're getting in the physical way, that's plenty. we think that we need to do a lot more crazy stuff than that. And sometimes you do, like sometimes you do the sun salutation, like, dude, I'm ready for those warrior twos. I'm going to crank out this crazy stuff. Then that's great. But just bargain with yourself for just that. My goal is to just do my sun salutations. And anything else that I'm able to accomplish is just icing on this cake. The cake is getting on the mat, and the icing is whatever else happens. So if this is a non-yoga goal of being consistent, I think that movement should be a really big piece of your day, regardless of what your overall goal is. It's really great for your brain to physically move your body around. You'll live longer, healthier lives if you're moving throughout the day. So add movement into your repertoire if it's not there already. So what's the point behind being consistent? Being consistent gives us something to rely on. And specifically with yoga, we can't really, or just overall, we can't really control like anything. But one of the things we do have control over is where we decide to put our efforts. If your effort is to be dedicated to the practice or to whatever your goal is, whatever you're trying to be consistent with, you have control over that. How am I going to choose to be consistent? Yes, again, we've already identified life does get in the way. And so then you have to kind of compromise with yourself. Well, today I'm not going to be able to do my, if you're trying to run a lot, I don't know, that sounds terrible, but let's say like you're trying to run more and you're not able to get out and run, then, you know, what other movement or what other things can you do that helps facilitate getting to that goal? Whether it's, well, you know, it's raining outside, I don't have a treadmill, so I'm just going to do some cross training. Or it's raining outside, I do have a treadmill, so I'm going to get my butt on the treadmill or run in place or whatever it is that you need to do. But it's that you decide that you're going to do it, and then realizing that being consistent gives you that something to rely on. So the reason why we decide to be consistent and specifically with the yoga practice is different for everyone. But we say in our teacher training that yoga is the practice that helps your life work a little easier. And I use this practice for myself as a tool to check in. Where's my effort? What's the quality of my effort? And how am I using what I'm learning along the way to help elevate others? And so what's the big deal behind being consistent and having, whether you're identifying it as a ritual or something that you're trying to do every day, some type of dedicated thing, which Ian and I were just talking, I think it's really important to have at least one thing that you're doing every day the same. We are creatures of habit and we are pattern seekers. That's just part of our human nature. That's how we evolved as a species, was to identify patterns and notice good patterns and bad patterns, avoiding the bad ones and going for the good ones. And so we crave that consistency, and to not give yourself an opportunity to be consistent to me is almost like not meeting one of your needs as a human. And I'm going to argue to say that I think it's important to have like a healthy, consistent pattern. I don't think your consistent pattern should be to like do a bunch of Coke every morning or something. I know I'm making Ian laugh, but like, you know, a healthy, consistent pattern does great things for the brain. So what's nice about it is it gives you that opportunity to check in. I mean, like the first thing I do when I step on my yoga mat is I close my eyes and I'm just like, how am I feeling in this moment? What's my breath like? How does my body feel? And sometimes I don't do that check-in until my 2 feet are on that piece of rubber or on the ground or the grass or wherever I'm deciding to do yoga that day. And so it's like that identification station, you know, whether your one thing you do a day is I just sit quietly outside and listen to the bugs or whatever you're doing. It opens up that opportunity for a little bit of self-reflection. And I think when we have those kind of posts that we do, what's that called? Like a standard thing that you do, some type of post.
Guidepost.
Yes, thank you. A guidepost or cornerstone encyclopedia, Ian, today. When you have those things, it's your checking in point. It's to see how things are going. I think we've found ourselves into this really interesting patterns of really going and not ever looking at how it's been going. We're just driving forwards, whether it's good or bad, it doesn't matter. We're just, you know, headed down that path doing the same thing, and I'm going to finish and I'm going to do it. And it's like, okay, but the wheels are falling off. So like, what's the point in doing that? And so that's why I think that having one consistent thing that you do, it could be like a 5-minute thing. But if you're trying to get back into the physical practice of yoga, sun salutations take a little longer than 5 minutes. I say it's a really great thing just to try to be consistent to do 30 minutes of your yoga practice. You can do some sun salutations in that amount of time, at least do those 30 minutes, and then whatever else happens, happens. And, you know, but if you're just trying to create one thing consistent throughout your life, it doesn't need to start off something crazy, 30 minutes. It could be like a 5-minute thing that you do. But the whole point is that you're choosing to show up and do it every day. With as far as answering the questions of like dealing with the ebbs and the flow of practice, I think it's also important that quality that you're bringing yourself back to the practice with. Because if you create this pattern of I'm not doing it and I'm pissed off at myself for not doing it and I'm a shit for not doing it, then it's not a fun thing that you're doing. You're making a burden of this thing that is supposed to sustain you and kind of be this refuge for your life is now another thing on the to-do list. You know, people will come in like, well, I'm just here for the push-ups and like the core. I'm like, okay, well, that's not all that we're doing in class today. Hope that that's okay. You know, it doesn't have to be this other thing that you're just doing. It's this thing that you get to do. It can be this place where it's just time for yourself, right? Even if you've got a dog or maybe a kid next to you or running around, you know, that time that you carve out for your day is for yours to do. Like, put the phone down. Don't let that be a part of what you're doing. And even if you're not doing yoga, don't let the phone be a part of what you're doing for yourself. And just take that time to focus and to be present and show up for whatever is happening in your life. I think that that's another thing that yoga gives us is that little something that's just for you. And, you know, maybe it's for something else later, but that intention is enough just to have something that's just for you. And so I think that's it for today. And our mantra for today is, just for today, I'll show up for myself and for my practice. Just for today, I'll listen to the needs of my heart, my body, and my breath. And just for today, I'll put stepping on my mat a priority. And if you're not trying to step on your mat, just for today, I'll put, you know, in parentheses, do your whatever the thing is that you're doing a priority. I'll make my meditation my priority. I'll make my eating breakfast with my kids my priority. I'll make my, whatever it is, make that a priority just for today. And as always, thank you so much for listening. And please, 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 if you can, please rate and review the podcast. All that feedback really helps. And I seriously appreciate the shit out of you just by choosing to listen. So thanks so much, you guys. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Namaste.